Everybody last started leaving when I started talking.
Sit down, order.
Sit down, order. Here you go. Sit down.
Okay. Let's say Transportation Committee come to order. Today is Wednesday, March 30th. It's 1:46. Let the record show that Representative Krusendorf, Boucher, Hudson, and Springer are in attendance. Representative Chairman Cato is sick. We have today three bills before us. Senate Joint Resolution 27, urging the United States Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the shoal developing in the St. Paul Harbor, Kodiak. Senate Joint Resolution 68, relating to radioluminescent runway lights. And House Bill 544, an act relating to civil liability for voluntary aircraft inspection programs. Let the record show that Representative Miller has joined us. We have a quorum to conduct business. We take them just up in that sequence. We got first Senate Joint Resolution 27. And let's see, we have any witnesses here. We have from Senator Sarov's office. Would you just state for the record your name, please?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Michael Phil, and I work for Senator Sarov. The resolution you have before you is pretty straightforward. It concerns the developing shoal at St. Paul Harbor in Kodiak. The concern over the development of this emerging shoal is the potential for a hazard to navigation with deeper draft vessels who are now beginning to frequent the harbor with the development of the bottom fish industry. The whereas clauses relate to the potential economic impact to the region, and the resolve clause just basically requests the governor and the congressional delegation to urge the Corps of Engineers to initiate a dredging project as soon as possible. Zero fiscal note, support from the Department of Transportation, verification paper. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to move SDR 27 out with individual recommendations.
Boy, you're on.
Any discussion? Any objection to that? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you,
and I apologize that we had it 2 days now before we finally got it off.
Thank you very much.
Robin, what are you here for?
Janet.
I'm here for 68, radioluminescent radiolumines. Okay, well, we take that up next. Senate Joint Resolution 68.
Have you got a twin sister?
No, I think I have one of those kinds of cases.
Yeah, hey, you got a very beautiful face.
Representative Palmer, you made your advances after the meeting. Let's get that show over.
Look, if you can push the wrong button, I can say something nice to somebody.
Well, we are on record. Otherwise, I would say my leg ain't long enough for the Look, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Janice Adair. I work for Senator John Binkley, who's the sponsor of this resolution. What it would do is ask the FAA to speed up their testing and approval of radioluminescent lights for using on rural runways. It would significantly reduce the cost of lighting rural runways and would provide about 24 runways in the state with lights currently do not have any. They would be a replacement for landers for clear pots primarily. They are currently being tested by the FAA, but we'd like the FAA to consider them a priority matter for Alaska. And that would be the purpose of this resolution.
Thank you. I just want to state something here. 7 years ago, when I was director of research and programming in Fairbanks for DOT, I put that project in the program. And it's incredible to me that I sit down here now and read that resolution urging the FAA to do something. Just as a side note, Representative Hudson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move SDR 68 out with individual recommendations.
Any objection to that? Hearing none, so order.
Thank you very much.
That's the most excellent place he needs to go.
But that's a good program. It's just
I like the fast gavel. I love it.
I have no problem asking somebody else to spend their money in Alaska.
Okay, then we take up House Bill 544, an act relating to civil liability for voluntary aircraft inspection programs. And I recall having been involved in that one before. What the bill basically does, if I recall right, is relieves the service organizations that now provides free of charge inspection services from liability. Is that basically correct? We have Mr. McCoy here, if there are any questions from the committee.
Sheila Fisker noted, and it just basically pertains to relief of liability for some good work they're doing.
You know this stuff today.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill number 5440 out with individual recommendation.
So we can give you 4-4.
Any objections to that? Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you.
You're passed, Henry. You won't beat my record.
Is that
CNRA?
Any other business discussion? Thank you, gentlemen. We're adjourned at 2:52.
And you can bring
CNRA.
You can bring some more bills on, Henry. Just start betting.